Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our Advent series, and it's just two more days till Christmas. How exciting. Today, I'm going to be reading for us Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. So I don't know if it was just me, but I grew up hearing a lot about the three wise men whenever Christmas time came along. And I always thought they were a pretty random addition to the nativity scene. I remember my dad would take me to these small plays when I was young, and these plays would be about the birth of Jesus. And you would have Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus in the middle of the stage, the angels surrounding them, and on stage left were the shepherds, and on stage right were the wise men. And that's all I knew about them, that they were just these three guys that were on stage right. And while there's a lot we aren't told about in regards to the wise men, there are a few important details that I want to point out really quickly. One, they saw this star when Jesus was born. Two, they then traveled to Jerusalem in search of Jesus, which actually took some time. Three, they saw the star again and were led to Jesus. And four, they chose to defy Herod and return to their country. And this morning, as we read Matthew's account of the wise men and the circumstances that brought them face to face with the young Jesus, I think we can be really inspired by their choices. But first and foremost, our passage begins with the wise men arriving at Jerusalem. And we should actually realize that that's a little odd. It's easy to gloss over, but remember that Jesus was in Bethlehem, which was some miles away. The wise men were searching for Jesus, but they essentially stop at Jerusalem to ask for directions. They pretty much go around the city saying, "We saw a star that signified the birth of the king of the Jews. Do you know where he is?" Not really much to go off of, is it? And yet, they knew that the Messiah was born. They didn't know where he was. They probably didn't even know if they would find him. But still, that news was enough for them to pack up their bags and go searching. Imagine how much it would take for you to drop everything you're doing right now, arrange travels over a great distance, all to give worship to someone. But for the wise men, Jesus was the one who they had been waiting for. He was the answer to their prayers for a ruler to shepherd them. To them, he was worth it. He was worth this searching. He was worth traveling this distance. And so we see in the wise men a devotion to Jesus before they even met him. They had set off in search of the king of the Jews, maybe even just going city to city until they found him, all so that they could offer him gifts and give him the worship that he deserves. Imagine how important it was to them that they bring this gold and frankincense and myrrh before Jesus. Imagine how reverent they were, that they excitedly wrapped these precious gifts to give to their newborn king. As we read about these wise men, I'm reminded of how worthy Jesus is. He is worth all my devotion. I might not have all the answers. The path toward him might not be the easiest. But there is nothing more valuable that I can do than just spend my days seeking him and worshiping him. Another part of our passage that strikes me is the interactions between the wise men and King Herod. King Herod, otherwise known as Herod the Great, was the ruler of Judea at the time, and in history, he's a pretty distinguished figure. He held a lot of power and authority. And so when the wise men come into Jerusalem and go around asking for the king of the Jews, this placed Herod in a strange situation. He probably said, "Wait a minute, I'm the king of the Jews." And we see that he saw the coming of the Messiah as a threat to his throne. And yet the wise men, they don't hide their searching. We see a great boldness in them to find themselves before the earthly king of Judea, and yet to say, there's another king we're looking for. We came to worship him. Even when Herod finds out that Jesus would be in Bethlehem, and he sends the wise men there with the command to send back word of Jesus's whereabouts, the wise men end up defying the king. They heed the warning of God that comes to them in their dream, and despite the authority that Herod held, they knew that they had worshipped a king that held far more authority. The wise men were both devoted and bold. They went to great lengths to worship Jesus, and they took great risks in carrying out their role in the Christmas story. We may not have gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to give. We may not have any kings or rulers in our lives to defy, but I hope that we can reflect on the faith of the wise men and learn from them. Actually, although they had to go through so much to worship Jesus, you and I can make that journey in an instant. We can go directly to Jesus and worship him. We can rejoice exceedingly with great joy always, because the Savior of the world is born, who will shepherd us and save us. Let's go to him in prayer. Lord, we just take this time to worship you and exalt you. Lord, we may not have these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but we offer everything that we have to you. Lord, may you take our lives as a sacrifice, as an offering, because you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy of all of our praise and worship, because you are the Savior of the world. You are the King of Kings. Lord, I pray that as we look ahead to Christmas, as we travel home, as we spend time, maybe with a little bit of extra time to reflect, I pray that we could just look upon you, that we could see your faithfulness and your glory and your majesty, and we can just adore you for that. Lord, help us to fill our minds with Jesus. Help us to fill our minds with thoughts of Christ, with thoughts of his mercy and his love for us. Well, we thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.